Hello, and welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King, where women seek to know and experience the love of Christ. I am your host, Judy Killebrew, and my experience and passion is in encouraging and empowering women in their walk of faith with the Lord. Hebrews 10:25 states, "And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." In this weekly podcast, we will focus on meeting the unique spiritual, emotional, and social needs of faith-based women. If you are an imperfect woman seeking to maximize your spiritual growth and desire to experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love, then The Gathering is the podcast for you. Here in the messiness of our daily struggles, we are a gathering of women who strive to live daily with Jesus. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button so that you won't miss one episode. I can't wait for you to join us on this journey. Hello, my friends, and welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King. And I am your host, Judy Killebrew. Today, let's discuss the knower of hearts and what that means regarding the condition of our heart. Do you ever doubt yourself or think that you are not good enough? I know in my life's journey, I have messed up a lot. My sin makes me messy. My selfishness and pride makes my life out of order. And my wounded, broken past makes my heart and mind cluttered at times with junk that I have to sort through. I am messy. As a matter of fact, we all are messy. And I can't express how thankful I am that God loves messy people. God allows our mess to become a message for others. He loves us so much that He sent Jesus to take our troubles upon Himself and offer us the one true answer to our messiness. That does not mean that you and I will not have days that can be much harder than others. We may have physical pain, emotional pain, or just feeling overwhelmed with the day itself. But guess what? When our heart condemns us, the knower of hearts whispers His love and acceptance to us. For He is greater than our hearts and our messiness. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 20 states, "Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings and He knows everything." God is the heart knower. When we know His heart and He knows our heart, then our desires become one and the same. This is truly what God is asking for. God wants to have a relationship with us. And one of the most essential parts of any relationship is communication. As a daughter of the living King, you have access to the throne of God 24 hours every day. You do not have to make an appointment to talk to the living King. He is always ready to listen. Sometimes we may have a tendency to go only to the throne when things are wrong, when there is trouble brewing, or if we are confused about the next step to take in life. Please know that our Father wants to talk with us when things are going well, too. He wants to have a conversation about every detail of our life. We should not only speak to Him, but also listen to His response. Let's be open and honest with the one who knows us best, the knower of hearts. Personally, I know the condition of my heart and the relationship with the living King is very important in my life. As daughters of the living King, falling in love with Jesus should be our passion. And as we fall in love with Him, we will follow Him to the places where He wants us to go, live, and serve. Our motivation for life must come from the heart, and that is to have a heart which is constantly turned towards God. Scripture tells us the heart is central. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. God knows that our heart is core to who we are. It is the source of all our creativity, our courage, and our convictions. And our beliefs, faith, and trust in God is held and treasured in the heart. Did you know that the Bible mentions the heart almost 1,000 times? In essence, this is what it says. The heart is that spiritual part of us where our emotions and desires dwell. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5-6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." The trust we have in God is held in our hearts. Now, how powerful is that? I think there is something bold in the heart of the daughter of the living King. Our nature is to be with others, to help others, to nurture, and to care for others. In our hearts, we want to possess a beauty that is worth pursuing, a beauty that glorifies God, a beauty that is core to who we truly are. Let's take a moment and look at a few verses of what Scripture says about us. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25, it states, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future." This is a woman whose heart is filled with the goodness of strength, dignity, and fearlessness. She finds joy in the present and trust in the Lord's plan for her future. I love that. She is saying, "Everything that's coming at me, I'm laughing at you." She doesn't cringe. She doesn't run. She's not naive about what's coming. She knows what's coming, and she laughs because a daughter of the living King has the faith and hope in a sovereign God who promises to help whenever she needs Him. How about Psalm chapter 139, verse 14? "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." This verse is a reminder that a woman's heart is valued by God and that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. Your unique qualities and characteristics are God's design and should be celebrated each day. So straighten your crown, my lovely friend. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, Scripture states, "In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal." That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. This verse says that women have equal value and are worthy in God's eyes. Your heart is so important and capable of being filled with the love and the grace of Jesus. Ladies, God's desire for you and me is that we would have wise hearts. This is what God says to all of us in Proverbs 23:15. "If your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad." God is glad when our hearts are wise. Having a wise heart involves knowing that God loves you. It's believing and having faith that He knows what is going on in your life. We have the confidence that He is powerful enough to do something about the messiness of life. And we trust His goodness in whatever He chooses to do. Ladies, make peace with your story and remember that you are not your past. You can be real and vulnerable with God. Give Him all of your mess and allow God to do beautiful things with the brokenness or the cracks in your life. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 21 through 25 in the Message translation states, "God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I cleaned up my act, He gave me a fresh start. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes." Replace thoughts of shame in your heart with grace. Shame doesn't belong to you, even when you think it does. Christ took it all on himself on the cross. Leave any thoughts and feelings of shame at the foot of the cross and exchange those feelings for our Father's grace. And while we're at the cross, let's let go of past labels that we might have placed on ourselves and lay that pain at the cross too. We have all messed up, and that's why Jesus came. Look at God's first children, Adam and Eve. Did they not mess up big time and introduce sin into a perfect world? My friend, find a promise from God's word to counter every lie you've believed about yourself. For example, replace, "I am not good enough for God," with the truth of Hebrews 10:14. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. The bottom line for every one of us is that God is still writing our stories. Our story is not over yet. Part of living in contentment is understanding that our lives are messy, busy, and sometimes chaotic. The reason our lives are messy is that we are messy, and sometimes we hurt and feel broken. Our hearts and desires can sometimes overwhelm us and at times pull us away from the peace that Jesus desires for us and the freedom in which he wants us to walk. Jesus not only wants us to walk in freedom, but he wants us to live in freedom. He desires us to trust him with the mess of our broken past, the mess we have made by our own sin, the mess that we deal with every day, and the mess that comes from living in a broken world. Over and over in the Bible, we see Jesus moving towards people's brokenness and miraculously coming through for them. Whether it was a blind man beside the road, a woman caught in adultery, or a lame man lying beside a pool, Jesus stepped into their situation and showed them that his love was more powerful than their mess. Jesus is not afraid of our mess. He wants to be in it with us and help us in the midst of whatever we are facing. The truth of the gospel is that God, the knower of hearts, stepped into our messy world to save us and set us free. God didn't try to just love us from a distance. He didn't encourage us to clean ourselves up or command us to try harder and live a better life. By sending Jesus, God took the messiness for us. Jesus does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And because he did that for us, Jesus wants us to follow his example and run toward someone else's mess. We live in a world where people naturally run away from other people's junk. All around us, people are dealing with pain, hurt, and difficulty. Life gets overwhelming and struggles can weigh us down. And God understands there will be days when we are too busy, too tired, or too distracted to help someone else. There will be days when we feel too confused, too angry, or too sad. And there will be days when we forget or when we simply don't feel like showing our mess to the knower of hearts. But God is waiting for us to invite him into our chaos because he's the only one who can clean it up. He takes our messes and turns them into those messages. So don't hide your messiness. Invite God to start working his message in your life. Then be transparent with others so they can see the beauty of Christ reflected through your brokenness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. The knower of hearts shines his light into our heart and gives us a great treasure. Embrace this word, my friend. You are so loved, and you are the daughter of the Most High King. So what is the mess in your life that feels overwhelming to you? What is it in your life that is weighing you down? Who around you is hurting and needs you to step into the mess with them? Our Father is waiting to hear from you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the knower of our heart. Thank you for always being available to listen to your daughters of the Most High King. You, Father, are the knower of hearts. Give us a passion to fall in love with you and to follow you to the places where you want us to go, live, and serve. All honor, praise, and glory go to you. And we pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies, I hope to see you next week as we gather and experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the follow button so that you won't miss one episode. I am so happy that you are with us on this journey.